Hi everyone, let's talk about 2017 predictions in content marketing. And I didn't make a mistake, I am talking about 2017 predictions. Have you noticed how so many experts at the end of one year or the start of a new year, they make all these predictions about what's coming in the industry, but hardly anyone reviews those predictions at the end of the year to say if one came true or not. And that's what I would like to do in this presentation. I am going to go back to some of the predictions that were made about content marketing in 2017, and I am going to take the courage to say whether they were correct or incorrect. But most of all, I want to look at what all this means for content marketers like you who are promoting your business online. Are you ready? If this sounds like something that might be interesting or useful for you, then stick around and stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. And if it's your first time coming across me, let me just quickly introduce myself. I am Lexi Rodrigo. I am digital content marketing manager for Miracy, and I am a freelance copywriter and content marketing consultant. So let's get on with the show. Before I move on to the predictions, I just want to give a shout out to some people who have been giving me feedback on some of my previous video presentations on Facebook and YouTube. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate the time and attention that you give me when you're consuming these videos, and most of all, that you give feedback to me. So a big shout out to Kathy York, Sue Fleckenstein, Marianne Maglipon, Willie Verona, Jean Hill, and Grace Triple. Hello to all of you, and I hope that you are watching this right now. By the way, you know, I haven't perfected my setup, so I can't see who is watching and who isn't. So if you're watching, type a comment because that's the only way that I can see that you're around. So just say hi or hello and let me know where you're coming from, where you're watching this from. All right, so let's get on with the show. Predictions. I actually had a pretty hard time picking which predictions to include in this presentation until I came across this blog post, and I decided to pretty much concentrate on the predictions in this post. Now, this is a, let me share it with you, a post from a website called, are you seeing it? It's a website called mention.com, and I will add the link to this post in the description of this video after. All right. Well, I was starting to say I had a hard time picking which predictions because predictions for content marketing and digital marketing were all over the place. Some of them were very technical and some of them were so like out of this world that it was almost impossible for me and probably for anyone else to verify. So the predictions on this post, I picked them because they're very practical and I think easy for someone like you and me to verify based on our own experience this past year. So let's get on. First prediction, let's look at. Okay, prediction number one is there'll be more unique content types. So aside from blogs, ebooks, emails, etc., and there is a quote here saying in 2017, content will get shorter, sweeter, more unique, and punchy. So what do you think, guys? Did this prediction come true or not in 2017? For me, this prediction did not come true. In fact, I am still seeing a lot of Me Too content, a lot of content that's just pretty much copying or parroting or getting inspiration from what successful marketers are already doing. And definitely, for example, as far as blog posts are concerned and even online videos, they are not getting shorter because longer content tends to do better. And as far as video is concerned, if you really want to teach or demonstrate something in video, like sometimes you can't help it. You just have to go beyond 3 minutes or so. So no, I don't think content is getting shorter or more unique, but definitely people are trying harder. All right, let's move on to the second prediction. The second prediction is that marketers will cover more niche and specific topics. And the quote here is, get more niche, serve smaller and smaller interest groups. So I'm kind of conflicted about this, but I tend to think that, yes, people are becoming more niche, and that's just because of the competition. Like, you can't, unless you're a big agency, a big company with a strong marketing arm, it's really difficult to compete now for people's attention. But a very effective way to do that is to go very deep, very narrow, first of all, and very deep with your content. And by narrow, I don't only mean addressing a very specific target audience, but also being very specific with your content, meaning being very specific with a topic, right, of your content. So, but I'm not seeing this a lot yet. So I'm mixed when it comes to this prediction. All right, what about prediction number three, more video marketing? And do we have a quote for this one? No quote, but definitely yes. And, but I'm thinking, is this really a prediction? I mean, it doesn't really take a lot of foresight to say that indeed, content marketing is really skewing heavily towards video, online video. And in fact, it says here 74% of all traffic will be video in 2017. I saw another statistic saying it's now actually 80%. So yes, this prediction has come true. But what this prediction did not mention is live video. Facebook Live. Facebook has, of course, been pushing live video. And recently, I don't know if you've noticed, but LinkedIn has also recently rolled out its live video feature available, I think, on mobile devices. I'm not sure if it's available on desktop. All right. Prediction number four is that there will be more content marketing and less advertising. Now, I think this prediction did not come true. Let me dig up some statistic that I found. Okay, so according to CNBC, in the first quarter of 2017, Facebook's advertising revenue increased by 51%. So I don't think people are doing less content marketing. I'm sorry, less advertising. I think they're just doing less advertising in traditional media. Definitely the advertising dollars are still there and are still being spent, but they're just being spent on platforms that are able to demonstrate results and give a positive ROI. And with Facebook and probably other social media platforms as well, advertising is extremely affordable. Plus, Facebook lets you have very targeted ads, so you are more likely to succeed than if you advertise in traditional media. And at the same time, there's more content marketing too. So it's not either or. You don't have to choose between content marketing or advertising. In fact, if you do content marketing well, then that helps you be more effective with your advertising. That will probably drive your advertising costs down. And at the same time, you can use advertising to boost your content marketing and help your content get viral. So they're not mutually exclusive, but they can and should absolutely reinforce each other. Now let's go to the fifth prediction on this post. The fifth prediction, it doesn't sound like a prediction, but it sounds like a prescription. It says you'll need to focus more on consistent engagement. And because it's prescriptive, I really can't say that it became true or not true. All I'm saying is it is what it is. Like, Obviously, with content marketing, you need engagement and you need to be consistent with it. So instead of evaluating this prediction, I want to point you to a different prediction. That's not on this blog post, but I will add the link to it as well later on. So this prediction was made by Joe Pulizzi. He is the founder of Content Marketing Institute. So he said that print custom magazines as a content marketing tool had finally hit rock bottom. And more brands will launch print magazines in 2017 as a way to cut through the clutter that is proving so difficult on the web. So let me just repeat that. So Joe's prediction is that more brands or companies will launch print magazines in 2017. Now, unfortunately, I have been unable to find any statistics verifying or not verifying this prediction, but it really caught my attention because just recently, I was asking a client of mine, she wants to start a membership site. And given her demographic, the demographics of her target audience, I asked her, are you sure that your ideal customers want an online membership site? Or maybe they would be more willing to pay you to receive a printed material from you every month. So I just thought, how cool is that? That I brought that up with my client and then realized that a year ago or so, somebody, an expert, had predicted that print magazines would be a bigger thing in 2017. So I want to say that yes, this prediction, if it hasn't come true yet, will come true. But maybe I will reframe it and say that physical products, offline things, are going to be bigger in terms of content marketing or marketing in general. And why is that? Because in an industry of online businesses, what better way is there to stand out than to go offline, to go from digital back to physical? All right, so what do you guys think? Which of these predictions came true and which did not come true? And do you agree with my assessment? It's perfectly okay for you to disagree. My feelings will not be hurt and we will still be friends. So, you know, feel free to give your feedback and give your own assessment as well. Okay, to summarize, what does all this mean for marketers and business owners, small business owners who are promoting their products and services online? First of all, content marketing, guys, is not going away no matter what anyone says about the death of whatever blogging, email marketing, online video. Don't believe them. Content marketing, it actually has been going on since before the internet, so it's here to stay. And advertising is not going away either. The point is to do what works, right? Number two, we are still seeing a lot of Me Too content. And what this means for you is you still have the opportunity to stand out, to be the one that's producing unique, engaging, and compelling content. Especially if you are in a content-rich and crowded industry. And if you're not, then you can get started and be ahead of the pack. Number three, what it means, another implication for us is the need to go narrow or specific and niche and deep if you want your content to resonate. So forget about producing generic content where you're trying to help everybody. Okay, focus on your target customer, your ideal customer. Number four, if you aren't doing it yet, get on video and more specifically, live video. Do what I'm doing. Do a Facebook Live presentation. And finally, consider using physical products and other offline opportunities to connect with your audience and to communicate with them. Right. So which of those five things would you like to pursue in 2018? Let me know by posting a comment. All right. Now, if you like this presentation, if you found it helpful and useful at all, then why don't you go to my Facebook page and like my Facebook page so you'll be notified every time I have another presentation. I'm doing them about every other week, every Wednesday. So yeah, go to, and the link to that is, let me just show it to you, alexisrodrigo.com/Facebook. Click on like and check out some of the older videos there as well if you haven't seen them. And I'll see you again next time in my next presentation. Thanks again for spending these last few minutes with me. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, guys.